Blog Talk Radio.
Share with you studies in the Real Talk for Real People show. Studies that are designed for you. No, Cartrell and I didn't design them. The Most High designed these studies. See, I know a lot of you, and rightfully so, is concerned about the balance. But if you don't get your fundamentals right, you won't get anything right. Why are young people wild in that? Sometimes old fools. Because they don't know who they are, what they are, or what they should be doing. The final analysis is this. They're going to do whatever. And it's just that simple. You can call the government. You can call the FBI. You can call your local government. That ain't going to change anything. And that's not going to protect you. But what can protect you is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Keep you from yourself. Protect you from yourself. Protect you from others. So you had to lower your standards to try to do things to solve your own problems. The Most High can, and heritage is important. You will see this in the case of the Moabite sister called Ruth and her husband to soon be Boaz. And his son, which I made a mistake and I do apologize, Obed. And his son, Jess. So I was saying Jess, Boaz was King Dawood's grandfather. No, he wasn't. Obed was King Dawood's grandfather. Boaz was his great-grandfather. And it shows a lineage of people of character, good upbringing, good character. Sometimes we don't always have it in this universe of captivity we've been introduced to. We don't have any. Our elders are not doing their job. Our women are not doing their job. Our young men are not doing their job, and our young women are not doing their job. They are doing any kind of old messy, old tacky, old trashy, old way. And as a result, because we're not listening to the Most High, we become a monstrosity. And here's the problem. We want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, and we think things are going to change. According to Alcoholic Anonymous, and I do concur with them, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse for us in its universal captivity. It hadn't gotten better in the least bit. You tried the rest. You tried Allah. You tried Buddha. You tried Jesus. You tried all that. How's it looking out for you? I don't think so. Try the best. Try who you were created to worship. Try who you were created to obey. And stop leaning to your own understanding and being totally confused about everything. Yom Suf's not confused. Brother Cartier not confused. Sister Abby are not confused. My wife, Sister Nisanya, she knows what's up. Because we want to follow what we want to follow, and we want the results to be right on point. It's not going to happen, brothers and sisters. And the only way it happens is that you inundate yourself with the words of Yah and let his footsteps be your pathways. Not Yom Suf, not Katriel, not Nisanya, not Sustavia, or anyone else for that matter. Let the Most High footsteps be your pathway. By meaning of that, his words, and that's why we're here to study them today. As a matter, we are concluding the last chapter in Ruth. And I will be going on tomorrow. Let me pull it up right quick for you. I will be going. Cottrell will be continuing tonight's study. And Yeshashua. Yeshashua. And that is the name that you gave in this Greek name you've given to our brother Isaiah. That's not his actual name. Okay? And I will be starting tomorrow. I know they gave you a Greek meaning, Samuel. That's not the correct spelling of his name. Matter of fact, let me spell it to you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back and spell so-called Isaiah for you. And Shemuyul. And it means Yah has heard. And it's spelled S-H-E-M-U-E-L. And Cottrell, his spelling in this book, so-called Isaiah, is, and it means Yah's salvation. And that is true because we need some Yah's salvation. And it's spelled Y-E-S-H-A-A-Y-A-A. Praise Yah. So without further ado, let me bring my brother right on so we can get started in these studies. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yom Suf, shalom. Family out there, shalom. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Shalom, brother. We're doing rather well, and we appreciate you asking how you and your family doing, brother.
Everybody's well, praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And those names are Shemuel for Samuel and Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu. Right. Yah is salvation.
Exactly.
And, The whole book explains the salvation of the Most High.
Exactly.
So y'all leaning on Revelations, you better take a peek at the book of Isaiah before you make any conclusions.
Praise God. So thank you, Brother Cottrell. Without further ado, let's get started. Chapter 4, the last chapter of Ruth, this compassionate friend who educated her son, who educated his son, who educated our second king of Israel. And this brother, he didn't mind to cry. A lot of, hey, a man don't cry. A man do cry sometimes. He just don't cry for himself. He cried for the people he loved, the nation he loved. He cries for his family, and so on and so forth. King Dawid wasn't no self-centered individual. The tears he shed was for his family, his nation, and his friends. Praise God. Nothing wrong with a man crying. There's wrong with these young brothers now. They think us broke. Chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. And behold, this relative they had been talking about as far as redeeming the land per se. And Ruth came as a special package. And he wanted the land initially before he realized Ruth the Moabite came along with it. But Boaz was very stiff in his approach. He wouldn't get old fabulous. He ain't go up there loud talking crazy to folk or whatnot. He used common sense. He used soft words to turn away wrath. He used wisdom and understanding. A lot is quite lacking in a lot of us. And he came and he spoke to close relative whom Boaz had spoken and came by. So Boaz said, in a friendly manner, come aside. Called his kinfolk friend. Yeah, you can be friends with your kinfolk. Sit down here. So he came and sat down. Now, elders hold a special position in our nation. If you don't know, now you better learn. He took 10 men of the elders, not all the elders, of the city, and said, sit down here to the elders. Because he wanted them to witness the conversation. They sat down. Then he said to the close relative of Naomi, who has come back from the country of the Moab, sold the piece of land which belonged to her brother, Imelec, which was her husband. She called him brother. And that's what we did in our nation. We exchanged land between people in our nation. But even that being said, there was an opportunity to redeem that land back, to keep it in the family. I thought to inform you, saying, buy back in the presence of the half that land of Imelec. And the elders of my people, our people basically, if you will redeem it, redeem it. Bring the land back into the family system. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me. He was stealth in his approach. He didn't mention Ruth, that I might know. For there is no one but you to redeem it. You're the first in line. And I'm the next after you. Now, before realizing that he felt himself encumbered by Ruth, he was okay with it. He said, I will redeem it, this relative. Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth the Moabite, the wife of the dead, one of her sons, to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance, Imelec, and the son Ruth had married. And the close relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. Now, he didn't want no parts of it then. And he tells Boaz, you redeem my right of redemption for yourself. But I cannot redeem it because it wasn't to be. The Most High didn't make it to be. That's why it wasn't. Now, as I said in the beginning of this chapter, now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and estranging, to keep it in the family, to keep the name perpetuated. To confirm this matter, one man took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was a confirmation in Israel. Therefore, the close relative said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. So he took off his sandal, and Boaz said to the elders, giving them their respect, and all the people who were in that presence, you are witnesses this day that I bought all that was Amalek's and Chilon's, his sons, and Mahlon's. I bought everything. I'm going to keep it in the family from the hand of Naomi, because she was not part of that family system. She had married into that family structure. Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the widow of Mahlon, I have acquired, he took ownership of it, his responsibility for his kinfolk. He said, I have acquired as my wife to perpetuate the name of the dead, Mahlon's, Amalek's, through his inheritance, that the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brethren. People would know this man's name. And from his position at the gate, you are witnesses of this day. And all the people who were at the gate at that time. And the elder said, we are witnesses of Yah. Make the woman who is coming to your house like Rachel and Leah productive. The two who built the house of Israel, these two women, man, we owe women a debt of gratitude. I don't know about Nana, but in former times, we owe our sisters a debt of gratitude. The two who built the house of Israel by virtue of their children, the nations, the 12 nations. And may you prosper in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem by reference to what you're doing. May your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar, that was the situation, bore to Yehuda because of the same birthright, because of the offspring which Yah will give you from this young woman. This prophecy came to pass. She was meant for the close relative. She was meant for Boaz. And not simply to sex up. Oh, that's good. That's gravy. But to build up Israel as a nation. It ain't all about you sexing nobody up. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't knocking it. But it's about the building as the two. He made reference to Leah and Rachel, the 10 children. And our brother had a great time having them babies. Don't get it twisted. But it wasn't simply about our brother having a great time having them babies. The end result was having a great time building a nation. It's much more important than you. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went into her first time. One freak of pride in this woman. Yah gave him her conception. And she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, because she was part of it, blessed be Yah, who has not left you this day. We're going to take care of you without a close relative. Boaz is going to look out for you too without a close relative. And may his name be famous in Israel. It's all about family, people. And may he be to you a restorer of life, a nourisher of your old age, Boaz. For your daughter-in-law, she loves you. Who loves you? Who is better to you than seven sons has born? She better, this girl, this Moabite, this Ruth is better than seven men. If you had seven sons, she's far better. Her love, her devotion, her compassion for you is much more better than the Israel brothers. We owe Ruth a debt of gratitude. Then Naomi took the child, Obed, and laid him on her bosom. And that's why I said she had an influence. She had an influence, Naomi, on our king by virtue of her great-grandfather. Her grandfather, and Boaz, her great-grandfather, and Ruth, her great-grandmother, who instructed, see, everything falls in a domino effect. Naomi had instructed Ruth on our ways. Naomi had instructed Ruth on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And unlike we are today, she didn't return her evil for good. She turned her good for good. She gave her something spanking brand new. Something she could feel. Something she could see. Something she could taste. Something she could touch. And she showed her the love for showing her the right way. And as a result of her doing what Yah wanted her to do, Naomi, and Ruth followed Naomi's instruction, everybody played a part. And everybody was taken care of by way of Yah. And it says, then Naomi took the child, Obed, and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. Nurse just don't give you milk. Nourishment of physical substance. Nurse give you, they instruct you. They give you spiritual substance. And obviously she gave it to Obed. Obed gave it to his son Jesse. And Jesse gave it to all of his sons, especially in way of King David. There's a son born to Naomi. And he was like a son to her. Also, the neighbor women gave him a name. The neighbors named him, which said, there's a son born to Naomi. He was like a son to her, Obed. And they called his name Obed. Here's the father of Jesse, the father of King David. See, people, y'all out there running around wilding and jabbing and conniving, lying on folk. That ain't no heritage to be given nobody. Obviously, Obed didn't give that to Jesse. And Jesse certainly didn't give that to his sons. By way of our king, our second king, King David. Lineage is important, people. Instruction is important, people. And Obed was like a son to her. She raised him up, nursed him, and whatnot, treated him like a son. And it helped us as a nation. And the same way these women worked together, the same way Boaz worked with them together for the Elohim's sake, the outcome will be the same. And we did that in regards to our children. And it said, now, here's the genealogy of Perez. Perez begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon. Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Family lineage is important, people. And that's why it's showing you that. Not to be braggadocious. It's showing you lineage and instruction and correction is important to a nation and can produce a King David statue, which it did. And Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot King David. Our lovely King David. Everything works in uniform when it comes to the Most High. And only when we get sin and start meddling around with the gears, things get messed up. We don't have to get in the machinery and start messing around with the gears. Just drive the vehicle. Let the Most High handle it. And do the right thing. Cartrell mentioned this yesterday. Learn to do good. Good don't come by you just by wanting to be good. You got to learn to be good. And it's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cartrell, you have the mic, my brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Such a great
Yah,
lesson.
Cartrell. It was, Cartrell. It still is.
And in particular, my book reads a little different from yours.
Okay.
Especially in
by all means, share with us. Share with us.
5 and 6.
Okay.
Boaz continued, when you buy the field from the Naomi, you also assume responsibility for the Moabite root, the dead man's widow.
Right.
This keeps the inheritance in the dead man's name. The man replied, in that case, I cannot assume responsibility for her. If I did, I would ruin my inheritance, take all my rights to buy back the property yourself, because I can't assume that responsibility. Which means marriage is a responsibility. And along with the land, you had to fulfill the duty of what the family does when a wife has a husband and she loses her children. It's almost the same scenario that happened to Judah, son of Jacob, when he was messing with Tamar.
Exactly.
The Canaanite. And Perez, which we read tonight, comes from Tamar, the Canaanite. So Judah's sons are Ur and Onan. They both died. Ur died first, and he didn't have any children. And Onan was supposed to step in his place to bring forth his brother's name, and he just slept with Ur's wife and did not do that.
Right.
So he became like an abomination to the Most High, So this is almost the same situation.
He didn't complete the task. He withdrew it and ejaculated in the ground. Y'all don't like that.
So here we see that Naomi lost her husband, her two sons, who had property in the land of Judah. Mm-hmm. And as a woman without children, the land is just laying there fallow.
Right.
And it's not so much just to keep it in the family, but it's also to keep it within the tribe. Because had Naomi married outside of her tribe, then that land that her husband was entitled to would have went to another tribe. So she had to marry within her own tribe in order to keep that land within the tribe.
Exactly.
And here it is. They're letting us know that when you get married, it is a responsibility. And Boaz was man enough to step up to the plate. I'm sure he was hoping that the nearest kin didn't marry Ruth because he probably was really in love with her. But he gave, deference to, the man that was next in line.
Exactly.
And the man she married was Obed, or the son, her son, that she bore was Obed.
No. Yeah. They didn't mention the close relative name. But the man she married was Boaz.
The son she had by Boaz was Obed.
Yeah, Obed.
But you see, her son belonged to Naomi. Verse 17. The woman in the neighborhood said, Naomi has a son.
Exactly.
So they gave her the name Obed.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the traditions in our land that we have to fulfill for each other. We didn't want our sister Naomi to be husbandless and fatherless. So a relative in the family stepped in and fulfilled his obligation. Great job.
Exactly. And you know what? They went out and shook up about it. Because they know Naomi was going to raise that boy, right? But you got some folks, they don't know right from wrong. They said they want to own something, but don't want to do the right thing by it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's one more thing in here.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Verse 14 and 15. The woman said to Naomi, praise Yah, who has remembered today to give you someone who will take care of you. Who's going to take care of you?
Mm-hmm.
The child's name will be famous in Israel. He will bring you a new life and support you in your old age.
Exactly.
That's a cycle.
Obviously, he did that. Because, a matter of fact, Katra, let me share this with you right quick and the students. His name means servant of Yah, worshiper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Obed. Sounds like obey. Mm-hmm. When you obey Yah, you're serving him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Obed. Servant. That means work. Avon. Ovad. Obed. Same root word. To work, to be a servant, to serve. Your daughter-in-law who loves you, is better to you than seven sons because she has given birth. And we know sons can't give birth. Make up that boy where she lost her husband and her two sons. So Obed fills that void for her.
Exactly. Praise God. As a matter of fact, if I may, Cartra, I will show you King Dawood's, to the student's name. Father name was me, Yah is this. Yah is this. It was a gender neutral baby name of Hebrew, or it means Yah. The LM exist. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And you notice all these Israelites, their names connected to the Most High.
Praise Yah. Just
that's
like Yahweh. Just like yours. Right. Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
It shows the consciousness of our ancient fathers. Mm-hmm. Our name carry the Creator within them. And we should be wary of just giving our children any old kind of name, because we are connected with the Most High, His chosen nation.
Praise Yah. And you know what, Katra? I like the beauty of our former times. As I said, in regards to Naomi, Boaz and Ruth actually gave them Obed to take care of her, look out for her. And as always, it was continuity. I mean, he didn't miss out on his biological father and mother. And he certainly didn't miss out with the wisdom and understanding that Naomi had to share, and him looking out for her. Everybody, see, we got to understand. You own a block down the street you say you own, but you own a brick in the block. But if you're not taking care of the nation, you're just simply wearing colors, shooting up everybody in the block. Tell me, that's your block. It wasn't like that with us. It was about continuity of relationships, continuity of our spirit with Yah, looking out for the widow, orphans, and needy, and so on and so forth. We got to learn these fundamentals, Kaitreel. Just study them, put them in your dresser, put them on your nightstand, and not meditate it. When you get up at nighttime, you worry about stuff you can't change. Won't you just think on what Yah said? Well, in your studies, meditate on, I bet before you know it, you'll be sleeping. And then make the right application. It's not about one individual. This is about a nation. Always have been and always will be, Cartrell. Praise Yah.
All praise. Praise Yah.
Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Students, Brother Cartrell is about to proceed to the last segment of study. And yes, Shawa, Sha'aliyah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Katriel knew how to say it. Katriel got it. Chapter 2.
Yeshi Yahu.
Yeshi Yahu. Yeshi Yahu. I told you Katriel knew how to say it.
Yeshi Yahu.
Yeshi Yahu. Thank you, Brother Katriel.
Yah is salvation. And praise we give
God.
Thanks and praise to the Most High, the Creator of the heaven and the earth, our King, our Father, our Maker, our Master, who gives us the assignment that He's given us.
Right.
And through the prophet, our great prophet, our brother, Yeshayahu, had vision beyond the time or during the time that we're living. Because we call these the latter days and days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And He saw the vision for the end days. Are we ready for the vision for the end days?
Brother, we ain't ready for nothing. No, we're not ready for nothing, because we don't want to study nothing, Katriel. And we don't want to make the right application. We want to keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
And then the people in Noah's time do the same thing?
Yes.
Because I'm sure he warned them that the flood was coming, that the judgment was coming down, and that they should be helping him build the ark so they could save themselves.
Well, one thing I like about Noah, he didn't let them ridiculing him, putting him down or whatnot, talking bad about it, talking out of the side of their mouth about it. He didn't stop doing what he's supposed to have been doing.
Exactly. And they might have been tearing him down, ridiculing him, mocking him, but he just kept it moving.
Kept it moving.
And if he didn't, we wouldn't be talking on his phone.
Praise
he'd be dead too. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So we're going into an authentic prophet, a real prophet. We don't know who wrote Revelations.
Who wrote Revelation?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, okay.
I don't know.
Tell me, because I'm still trying to figure it out.
I don't know.
Is it John? Is it the angel? Is it Jesus? Oh, that first chapter
know.
Is a doozy.
Yeah, I don't
know. The
first
chapter of Revelation is a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the author, but we do know who Yeshayahu is.
Mm-hmm.
The word of Yeshayahu, he's the son of Amoz. He saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of Yah shall be established as the highest of the mountains. And we know that the mountains are the metaphor for the nations, right?
Mm-hmm.
It shall be filled up above the hills. And hills are little nations, big nations and little nations, hills and mountains. And
mm-hmm.
all the nations, here we go, shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Yah, to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his path. Yah, so, shouldn't we be doing that now? Learning Yah's ways and walking in his path?
That's the point we've been getting at.
Exactly. Don't wait till then. It might be too late for you.
Mm-hmm.
For out of Zion shall go forth the law. Where's the law going forth from? Not America, not Russia, not China, not Japan. But you better find out where the law is going forth from. Yah's divine law. Because Christianity tell you that the law is done away with. That Jesus fulfilled all the laws. We talk a futuristic here, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking futuristic. This is what's about to be. The law is not done away with. And if it is, it's coming back. And everybody
exactly.
is going to be running to it.
Exactly.
Because the law is the path and the way of the Most High. And the word of Yah from Jerusalem. That's what we study in the word of Yah, right? The word, the
exactly.
law, the way, the path, the walk. We should be getting ahead of the curve right now.
Exactly.
Plus, he shall judge between the nations. Are you following the nations? Are you following Yah's order? Obey, obed. Are you serving Yah? Are you following other nations? And he shall decide disputes for many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Another metaphor for any weapon that mankind got. We're going to use it for farming. How about that?
Right.
No more killing. No more war. Used to be a record. No more war. No more war. No more war. Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
war, what's it good for? Absolutely
nothing.
So the day hasn't come as of yet where the Most High is going to cause these nations who are so proud of their military might when they beat their weapons into plowshares. And their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift their sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And we need that right now, peace on earth, because people have lost it. You got people slaughtering men, women, and children, vulnerable, in various places of the earth for what? Political purposes? For what?
Mm-hmm.
O house of Yaakov, come, let us walk in the light of Yah. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing, right? We ain't waiting for the people to come to the light of Yah. We're supposed to be doing it already. House of Jacob, if you out there, Yaakov, Israelites, let us walk in the light of Yah. How are you going to do that? Where are you going to find the light of Yah in the midst of all this darkness?
Through his word, Kadriel.
You got to study his word to get the light. Because the day of Yah is coming. For you have rejected your people. Oh, yeah. That's why we're in a bad shape here now. Because Yah ain't hearing our prayer. Yah's not trying to help us. Because we're doing our own thing. For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob. Because they are full of things from the east. And of fortune tellers like the Philistines. So Eastern people were wicked, too. Ain't just Western people. Eastern people were wicked, too. And they strike their hands with children of foreigners. Are we still doing that? Are we still doing it? Their land is full of silver and gold.
Yeah, we love us some white folks.
Yeah, man. Their land is full of silver and gold. Yeah, the American dream. Live out your dream. You can become a trillionaire. And there is no end to their treasuries. Their land is filled with horses. And there is no end to their chariots. Imagine that. No end to their chariots. Oh, that's what we see, right? Too many cars on the road.
Right.
And every year they put out new ones. Their land is filled with idols.
You better believe it.
Every religion under the sun is in America.
Mm-hmm.
They bow down to the works of their hand. Technology, oh, we're going to, technology will take us into the future. We will travel to the stars. To what their own fingers have made. So man is humbled, and each one is brought low. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forgive them. Do they deserve forgiveness for what they've done to the earth and their creation now?
No.
Here's instructions from the Most High. What does he say? Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of Yah. Maybe that's why they're building those bunkers underground, you know, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But our rock is Yah. I don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And from the splendor of his majesty, enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of Yah and from the splendor of his majesty. We ain't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
The holiness of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be turned humble. You better start humbling yourself now to the Most High. Now is the time. Don't wait till then. And Yah alone, not with his son, not with his daughter, Yah alone will be exalted in that day. For Yah of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that's lifted up, and it shall be brought low. So get low right now. Don't be lifting yourself up, pumping yourself up, because man ain't nothing before the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Against all the cedars of Lebanon, lofty and lifted up, against all the oaks of Bashan, he's talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
People think they're greater than they are. You ain't no greater than an oak, that's for sure. And against all the lofty mountains, all you mighty nations, and against all the uplifted hills, you little nations who think y'all something. And against every high tower, and against every fortified wall, and against all the ships of Tarshish. Yeah, because y'all militarily inclined. Fortified walls and military ships. And against all the beautiful craft, all your beautiful technology. And the haughtiness of man will be humble in that day, because your technology is not going to save you. And the lofty pride of men shall be brought low when Yah is on the scene. And Yah alone, once again, shall be exalted in that day. And all the idols, how many idols we got now, super on planet Earth?
Quite a bit of them.
And the idols shall utterly pass away. And people shall enter into the caves of the rocks, into the holes of the ground. Kind of doing that now. From before the terror of Yah. Maybe that's why they call us a terrorist group, because we have Yah on our side. And there's no terror like the terror that Yah brings. Oh, your Israelites are terrorists. Okay. The only terror we bring in is Yah. And from the splendor of his majesty, when he rises to terrify the earth. What does your book say, Yahshua?
When he arises
to shake mightily the earth.
Yeah, when he arises to shake the earth mightily.
Okay. And that day mankind will cast away their idols, or solar, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to enter the caverns of the rock and into the clefts of the cliffs from before the terror of Yah and from the splendor of his majesty. When he rises to shake mightily the earth, stop regarding man. Y'all looking for man to save y'all? Y'all looking for Messiah, Mashiach? Oh, no. Yah alone will be exalted in that day. Stop regarding man. Man is going to be brought
Trump included.
Every man, when Yah comes, to shake mightily the earth. So humble yourself now. Find the rock. Follow the ways, the path of Yah. If you regarding man, Yah says, stop regarding man in his breath.
Yep.
In his nostrils, his breath. His breathing. And in the breath of life. For of what account is he? Can you depend on him in that day when y'all comes? What man can you depend on to save you when y'all comes in this day that he's talking about? So we better get the clues, we better get the hint, and we better follow the instructions that y'all's putting down now. Because later, we'll definitely be
just
all praise.
It's just that simple, Cartier. I don't believe, Cartier, I had to go back over this because you know what? It's real simple. But we make everything hard because we want to lean to our own understanding. That's the problem. Therein lies our dilemma. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I want to thank Brother Cartier for the work he puts in for Yah and the work he puts in for Yah to do you justice. So you don't have to go about doubting, being in trepidation and don't know nothing. I want to bless the Most High. I want to bless you fellow students and come along and share us with us in these studies. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contrary, any closing remarks or comments?
My heart says that we should pray that everyone who hears these words, that it touches their heart to move them to action, to do the right thing, to walk in the path that the Most High gave us, to be inclined to follow the instructions that we're reading. Because we grinded through this year in and year out, chapter by chapter. And ain't too many places that do that, too many teachers that teach this way. But if we go the way we're going, we will get complete insight into the word of the Most High, which all mankind should be looking for. So
exactly.
I give thanks and praise to the Most High for blessing you to allow us this piece of airway we can reach worldwide and spread Yah's word as his servants, like Obed-Din. That's what we are, Obed-Din. We servants of the Most High. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, fellow student, it's been a pleasure, a serious pleasure of ours to bring to you Yah's word. Learn to let his footstep be your password, which is his word, and learn to be obedient like Obed. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night.
I got to get it up.